Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Change isn't easy. Change ain't easy. The topic of today's number one motivational podcast, Sam Crowley, your host for the Everyday Saturday Show. Shout out to listeners all around the world. It's great to have you. And boy, I'll tell you, this is a topic that gets a lot of people a little bit anxious. Just the thought of it. Think about changing, you know? If you're ever going to be successful, I mean ultra successful, and really make every day Saturday, you're going to have to change. It's just there ain't no two ways around. I'm not even the same. I don't even look, sound, act, nothing like the person I was even 10 years ago. What were you doing 10 years ago? I'm curious. What were you doing 10 years ago? 10 years ago, it was November of 2004. November 2004. You know what happened November 2004, right? Well, if you don't know the Everyday Saturday story, oh my God, November 2004 was that famous Monday morning. I dragged myself, my lifeless body out of bed. You just turn the clocks back and it's dark at 5 in the afternoon. I mean, it's just terrible. It's cold. It was rainy and it was 5 in the morning and I got into the shower and then went downstairs and grabbed my coffee, had my suit on. Oh my God. Seriously, right now, as I'm telling the story, I'm getting like mild chest pains just thinking about the person that I used to be. And I went to work that day. It was a Monday, had a Monday meeting. Last week I talked about, you know, everything that usually stays the same in corporate. Rah, rah, Monday meeting. Let's get everybody together. We don't know why we're having a meeting, but we got to have a meeting. Maybe we'll have a meeting just to talk about what we're going to do at the meeting. How about those are the best, aren't they? Let's have a meeting because we got to talk about how we're going to run that meeting. Now, that is a typical, and that is no joke. That happens every day in corporate. Of course it does. You know it does. If you've ever been in a job, you know you have meetings to talk about meetings. So I went into work that Monday. Same thing. I won't bore you with the gory details. You know what a Monday's like in the office. 5 o'clock, my wife calls, hey, you going to be home for dinner? Yeah, sure, put the chicken fajitas on. I remember, chicken fajitas, haven't had them since. Not at this house, because it's that day. It's that day, man. It is indelibly etched in my mind, burned and seared into my memory. And I ended up, more people came in my office, boo-hooing, got problems, putting out fires, throwing warm blankets around people, email blowing up, voicemail. 7:30, old Sammy boy rolls in the front door. Actually, the back door because I parked in the garage. And I remember that commute up I-71. I was basically, you know, thank God, though, wasn't any rush hour because nobody else is stupid enough to still be downtown at the office after 7 o'clock. And my wife, I walked in, I asked my wife, Angie, hey, where's Madeline? Because she was three and a half years old at the time. And Laura had just been born in August, so she was only 3 months old. So I knew she was in bed up in her crib. Oh, Madeline just went to sleep. Maybe you can catch her, say goodnight. Like, oh, yeah, that's neat. You know, you always have good conversations at 7:30 at night with a 3-year-old, you know, when they've been in bed. So I go upstairs, went to kiss her, going, hey, Madeline, how you doing? How was preschool? Blah, blah, blah. Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? I said, Madeline, no, it's Monday. Tomorrow's actually Tuesday, honey. Why do you keep asking me that, though? Because you ask me that all the time. It's the only time we get to see each other, Daddy. And that was it. That was 10 years ago. I said, Madeline, let me tell you something, hon. Tomorrow isn't Saturday. It's only one day of the week. But I promise you, someday, every day will be Saturday for you and me, kiddo. And I went back and I laid in bed and I sewed my suit on. I didn't even eat. Chicken fajitas burnt to the skillet. Not because my wife's a bad cook. My wife's an excellent cook. Phenomenal cook. They had been cooking for 2.5 hours, 3 hours almost. I mean, come on. What are you going to do with burnt meat chicken on a skillet? So I was laying in bed that night just staring at the ceiling thinking, my life really sucks. I mean, I got this $100,000 a year job, but I got nothing. I can't even share it with anybody. I can't share it with my family. Because every time we want to go on a vacation, all I'm doing is thinking about work. My BlackBerry's blowing up. And the worst thing about it is my bosses actually think I should be answering emails on my BlackBerry while I'm on vacation. You know why? Because we do. Seriously. They'll say, hey, why do you, I mean, am I off base here? Why do you think I should be answering my emails? I'm in Disney World. We went to Disney World. What was that? 2003, the year before. November, same thing. Well, we do. I mean, you don't have to. Whenever they say that, you have to. Hey, you don't have to do this. Now I know I have to. Because you said I don't have to, now I know I have to. And 10 years ago, man, I was this guy. I'm telling you, I don't look anything, talk anything, act. What were you doing? I'm curious. Are you anywhere near the same person you were 10 years ago? It would be sad if you were, but not impossible to change. That's the good news, okay? But most people do not like change. They're not open to it because it requires everything in you, everything inside of you to move in a completely new direction that you're going right now. You have to completely reverse course. Think about, you know, I always equate this to my border collies. When I got a tennis ball and I'm running in one direction as fast as I can, they're like right out. I mean, border collies want to herd you so much. They're nipping at your heels. And then I stop and I throw the ball and they're like, and they put on the brakes and they try to run as fast. And they're like the roadrunner, spinning their paws until they finally get going in the other direction. That's about what you got to do. You've been going so hard, so fast in one direction that now you got to be like the roadrunner and get going in the other direction as fast as you can. Because you might get hit by a bus tomorrow, right? That's the old motto, the Everyday Saturday motto. It requires everything in you to move in a completely different direction. And you got to do one other thing. You got to break these habits that have caused you to live the life that's not even the real you. What habits right now are killing you? Killing you. You think of that, you think what? Smoking, drinking, no exercise. Yeah, okay, that's killing the physical part of you. What's killing you from the inside, though? What's eating you from the inside out? The fact that you know that you can go for your dream, but you just haven't had the courage to do it? Boy, that hurts, doesn't it? How's that make you feel? The fact that you know that people have done this that don't even have half your intelligence, half your passion, yet for some reason you're still paralyzed by fear, by self-doubt, by low self-esteem? You have to get out of these routines that you're doing, because that's all they are. It's just a routine. If you watch TV every night at 8 o'clock, stop doing it. I mean, seriously, you have to hit the power on that remote. I mean, you have to sit your rusty duff on the couch and you can't just go online and research your new niche that you're going to be working in somehow. It ain't wishful thinking, man. It's work. There's work involved with change. And that's a very difficult 4-letter word for people to get their mind around because they don't like the word work. Well, it is. It's work. But let me tell you, the reward is 200 times greater than anything you can imagine in a job. Anything. Because now it's your brand. All right? It's your brand. You're monetizing your message. And you're getting it out. But here's what you need to understand. I've said this 1,000 times. Until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of moving forward, you ain't moving. It's got to be one of those moments like I just described, like a 3.5-year-old baby girl asking her daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? That is something that rattled me to my core, and it got me thinking that the pain of staying right where I am is 100 times worse than anything I could possibly move forward and fail, because I know I'm going to fail. Not long term, just short term. I talked about it in the last show. It's just short term. And, you know, everybody gets caught up, but what if I lose it? Yeah, what if you lose it? So what? Really, quit holding on to that stuff and acting like there's value to it. Money, you know, things like it doesn't matter. You'll get it back. You'll get it back in bucket loads when you stay focused on what it is you want to do. But understand this. Be open to change. Understand that there is work involved. Understand your life is going to be turned upside down. But guess what? It's awesome. It's awesome. What happens when you turn the soil upside down in your garden? Doesn't it grow? What's it called? Tilling the soil? My farmers out there, my gardeners, my green thumbs out there. If you just go out there and want to plant tomatoes and cucumbers and lettuce and things like that and flowers, whatever it is out there, do you just take this rock-hard ground, throw some seeds, and that's it? You walk away? No, what do? You get one of those big tillers out there, man. Then you just till up that soil, man. It's turning and dirt everywhere. It doesn't look anything. It looked like you just got like 15 Tasmanian devils of inside there. Soil's everywhere. And then what happens? It starts to grow. Wow. Do you think you can do that in your life? Wow. Do you think so? Yeah. But nobody else in your group's doing it right? Yeah, because you're the product of the four people that you hang around. That's why. Because you don't know anybody yet that's actually done that. Or you do know someone that's done it, and you just haven't had the courage to follow them. Listen, who are you going to follow? The loser who refuses to change and just wants to do the status quo and tiptoe to their grave? Or do you want to follow the champion who's actually had the courage to do it and turned over all the soil, all the relationships? Oh, Sam, that's going to hurt. I know it's going to hurt. Short term, baby. Short. You're focused on, you think somehow you're equating this short term pain to some sort of long term residual effect it's going to have on your life in a negative way. When in fact, what you're doing is you're actually thinking the opposite of what's going to happen. The long term, follow me here. I'm going to wrap up today's show. It's a powerful message today, man. It's a powerful message. By the way, before we wrap up today's show, can you head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast? Just type Sam Crowley into the search engine on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating. Nice comment for the show. Helps people find us. Rock it out. Make it happen. All right, do that for us. That'd be great. And I've got a little announcement probably coming in the month of November as well, but I don't want to spoil it just yet about maybe some audio library I'm releasing and things like that. But I don't want to get into it just right now. Do this. Turn over the soil. Just do it. Understand, you're going to break the habits that have caused you to live the life that doesn't even reflect who you really are. This is not who you really are. Be open. Embrace the fear. It's great. The unknown, that's awesome. You embrace that. Failure is only going to be a short-term setback. I'd rather use the term setback because people get all whacked out about the word failure for some reason. It's just a word. You give meaning to it, I give it a different meaning. You hear failure, you hear catastrophe. I hear failure, I hear experience. See what I mean? It's just two different ways to look at it. I hear failure, I immediately think experience. Never do that again. Learned a lot, going to make a lot of money off that one. You know why? Because I've done it so many times. Those of us that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Would you agree with that statement? Those of us that have not learned from history are doomed to repeat it. So if you failed or had a minor setback out of the gates on your way to your dream, you think you'd do it again? No, you wouldn't do it again. You'd learn from it, and you would grow that much from the experience. Sitting on the couch or going to a job every day and never trying anything, that sucks. Hey, take that life, man. Go do away with that. Bury that one, okay? Don't go anywhere near the status quo. That's an average life, my friend. We're above average. We're abnormal. We swim upstream. Are you with me? Do it. Be open to change right now. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.